Oh, God.
Did you have a cigarette this morning, Matt?
I wish. Oh, God, what I wouldn't do. What I wouldn't do for a cigarette.
I have cigarettes, man. Do you want one?
Oh, dude, you want to smoke a fag after the show?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys smoke during the show?
Because we're professionals.
You can smoke down here, man.
Don't you see how professional I am? All right. Everybody, welcome to episode 61 of At Least I Have You.
Really 61?
Yeah.
How time flies.
I'm one of the co-hosts, Adam Scheinhardt, joined as always by Danny Summings and the Badger.
This show's really gone in a new direction in season two. It's like when they replaced Becky on Roseanne.
Yeah. Wait a second. That's not Becky.
Yeah.
It's a new Becky.
Are you guys excited that Roseanne's coming back in 2018?
I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't really care either way.
Give this shit.
fuck this shit.
I mean, I think it's unnecessary. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who is excited. I know people who are mad about it, which it's like, who gives a shit?
Well, why? Because she's like super right wing now?
No, I didn't know that. I don't know. But no, but people are just like, let this show be over.
Yeah, people don't want y'all fucking with my nostalgic memories.
Yeah, it's the same people who got mad at the remake of Karate Kid and, you know, they just go, oh, you're remaking everything. Rory Scovel has a great joke about those people.
Instead of just saying, hey, isn't it nice that, you know, we finally give Will Smith a break and get his family into more movies? So they should be saying they deserve everything. They don't need to work for it. They're Will Smith's kids. Yeah. Throw them in shit. Shake your hair all about.
Pay
Have
them
that
tons
be a
of
single.
Money. Shake it off. Whatever. Hey, speaking about shaking it off, did you guys see the shade that Tay-Tay threw at KP?
What?
I don't know
I got your text message about this, and I don't understand it.
Tay-Tay, a.k.a. Taylor Swift, a.k.a. Swifty.
T-Tot,
she pulled all of her music forever ago off Spotify. It wasn't on, like, streaming services except, I think, Apple.
T-Tot, off the spot.
And then Katy Perry came out with her fifth studio album yesterday, or on Friday, okay? So Katy Perry comes out with her fifth studio album. It goes live on Spotify to stream. Everybody's like, oh, my God. Right as soon as that happens, Taylor Swift is like, oh, yeah, bitch? I just put all my fucking music on Spotify for free. Everyone listen to it. Boom. Throwing mad shade. Katy Perry was pissed. Tay-Tay was like, suck on my balls. Thoughts?
I don't care at all.
Two
I mean, that's just,
today,
that's just,
nobody
that's
cares
just
about.
The business, baby.
That's just, yeah, right? Taylor
you
Swift is fierce.
You can't dance. Get off the stage, girl.
Ooh.
Who's Katy Perry and who's Taylor Swift? That's the only real
Jeff,
question
you
I
have. Two teenage daughters. Shut up.
And a penis. You should know who they are. Know what I'm saying? Good enough for Russell Brand. Good enough for the Walrus.
I don't have a libido anymore. I don't even think about sex.
I'll give you something to think about.
I don't even think about it. I'm dead inside. Sometimes I look at it and I just go, I'd rather punch you than play with you. That's what I think about.
Are you talking to a woman or your penis?
My penis. Ah, you get out. You get back in my pants.
Oh.
Fucking.
Who even invited
useless,
you to this party?
You useless piece of shit. What
just
have you done for me?
Just a lifeless sack of flesh.
Yep. Just a hulking. That's awesome. A hulking mound of flesh between my legs. I heard my favorite phrase again yesterday while watching TV. Old wobbly dentures.
Ooh.
I never get tired of that one.
God.
You have old wobbly dentures.
I hate that.
I just imagine the teeth. It's like a song. You know, they're like all I'm not, and they're just like wobbling around and dancing in his mouth.
That makes me feel really weird.
I like to think,
it's a 40s song.
I like to think of the teeth as like individual, like 50-year-old alcoholic, and they're just wasted in there, and they're like, I'll tell you when I've had enough, as they're like bumping into tables and stuff. They're just wobbling around.
I'll tell you, throwing like slow motion punches and falling down.
Pissing
themselves. I'll tell you when I'm standing there singing like, Danny boy, fucking pissed down the
I'm drunk. He's drinking. We're all pissed, drinking.
Just pissed down the fucking front of their pants. Just
fucking.
Danny boy. Fucking pee all over. Just.
Yeah. You know.
Perfect.
Me in my 20s.
Yep. Old wobbly dentures. That's what my new name is, not the Walrus. Call me Old Wobbly Dentures.
Can't we call your
old
dick
wobbly
that?
Dentures in the corner over there.
Old Wobbly D. Matt, you still in? You all right?
Yeah.
You guys are just so comfortable.
Oh, yeah, man.
I really should have set up in bed today, but I have somewhere to be after this.
Yeah, I thought you weren't going to have any clothes on when we did this video chat.
I'm sorry.
How's it going down there, by the way?
It's good.
Are you getting up a lot?
A little bit.
When's your next show? Promoting
tonight?
On the show. Everybody go down to Daniel's show. It's at Los Angeles.
Come to the Lyric Hyperion tonight at 8, guys. I'll be there. Whatever you listen to it, just come down to the Lyric Hyperion.
I like that place. It's a good spot.
Have
you been there before?
$5.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I used to go there all the time. There used to also be up the street from there there's a empty like this weird bar that you can't even see from the road. It has no sign, it has no nothing. And all it is it's a bar that you can rent. It's not open to the public. So we would do shows, and then whoever was there, they would sell alcohol, and then they got a cut of just the bar, and then the bar would resupply it. But there was no name on the outside, there was no nothing. And it's just a little tiny weird place with a stage. It's really
Sounds
cool.
Illegal.
That was the Hyperion Lounge.
It's called Club Thrust.
And then their right up was the Lyrica Hyperion. Yeah. Old times. Good old times. I've done
Matt,
that.
Matt, why are you jiggling?
Spots.
I don't know. Club Thrust. This is how I dance in the club. Did you guys get up early and watch the James Comey testimony on Capitol Hill?
No, I have a job.
Well, it was really early in the morning on the West Coast, so your job wasn't that early.
I saw the last 15 minutes of it, 20 minutes of it.
It was pretty riveting, really riveting stuff.
I mean, I didn't see it, but it sounds like Trump was completely vindicated, so...
I don't think. Yeah. You know what I just realized when I was watching it, and I just stopped watching it. I've been paying attention all day. Like I watch the news all day now, but I just don't think anything's going to happen. I don't have any trust anymore in our like system of government. I don't
like there's definitely enough
old rich white people don't get in trouble. That's just how it goes. Nothing's ever going to come of this. He'll be the president for the next fucking 8 years.
100 years.
Not going to matter.
What's weird is there's definitely enough to do something, but it's just not going to happen. Like,
I loved when Donald Trump doubles down and fucks himself. That's my favorite part, where he just goes out and goes, "I'll lie, I don't care."
Yeah,
and then he just causes more problems for himself.
I like how he was like Comey really didn't say like that many damning things. It was like, well, I mean, the president lied to me like a shitload, and I was afraid he's going to lie to everybody else. So I started taking notes. And I'm pretty sure that he, like, basically asked me to stop investigating. I really didn't want to repeat that to the rest of the FBI. And he did demand loyalty from me. Either way, I felt fucking weird around this, bro. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then Trump was like, oh, bullshit. One, I was vindicated. Two, that guy's a lying piece of shit.
My favorite thing
is...
And
then the next day was like, also, I will go now and publicly testify. Like, he's going to go testify? This is so good. I love this TV show.
No, he's saying it's never going to happen. He can say that, though. and that'll be enough for his, for all his. His followers aren't going anywhere. They don't care.
They
believe everything he says, so it doesn't matter.
Wait, this is real?
They'll spend the next 8 years going, no, he'll testify, though.
He'll get his tax returns as soon as the audit's done.
I love when
he's
says
being audited.
I love he can't,
2036.
He can't answer the question. You said you had tapes. Do you have tapes? Oh, you'll find out in a short. What do you call a short real while?
Yeah,
which is not a length of time. Short real time. Mm-hmm. A real while.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and you're not gonna like it. I'm like, what are you talking about, weirdo?
I can't show you the tapes while I'm the president because my taxes are being audited. So, can't do it. And once I'm not president, then I'll show you the tapes. If you hire me, then you get my plan. But I can't tell you my plan unless you don't hire me.
Weird. It's a weird time to be alive.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I kind of feel like it's always been weird, right? Did you guys see, Jeff, you said you've been watching the news. Did you watch the UK elections and see the types of people who run over there? They have no reason to ever make fun of us for anything we do politically again. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Lord Buckethead?
Buckethead, Elmo, the captain of the Looney Tune parade or whatever. These people were up on the same stage
as the Prime Minister.
This dude looks like Darth Vader with a 4-foot helmet on his head. You got a dude that looks just like Elmo in an Elmo costume. And then you got this dude who looks like a carnival steward, all white and bedazzled with golden buttons. And he's like the captain of the Looney Tune party. These people were getting votes and standing next to the Prime Minister. So the UK can suck a D, go Brexit, because obviously their country is a total joke.
Yeah, wash it down the fucking toilet.
Throw it in the sea. Yeah. Yeah, man.
What I'm honestly surprised that they're allowed to have a Looney Tunes party. If I was Warner Brothers, I wouldn't let that fly.
No intellectual property in the UK.
What?
Yeah,
that's
nobody's intellectual.
That's not a real thing.
It is.
There's no such thing as intellectualism. So can't have a
they
property of it.
They invented intellectualism.
No, that's not true.
Right now they're going after.
They invented collectivism.
They're going after.
That's China.
They're going after like they're the.
That's
they're
why
the
they all
biggest,
look the same.
That's the.
Oh. Quick, Jeff, save us! What?
come on.
That was a microaggression. Daniel apologizes.
Apologize, Lord Buckethead.
I'll apologize on my other sensitive podcast. This one is where I still say whatever I want.
Wait a minute, so the other one is sensitive? I haven't listened to it, I gotta be honest, and I saw that you had 2 episodes up.
Yeah, it's sensitive. Everybody
listen to Fine and Dandy with Dan and Fandy. Episode 2 is up. There's a lady on there named Sarah. You can listen to it at findypodcast.com.
Why do I know Sarah Schaefer? I feel like I know Sarah Schaefer.
She was on a show on MTV2 with Nikki Glaser. It was called Nikki and Sarah Live. They had a really successful podcast for a while.
That's what I remember it for. It's like her and Nikki.
You had
stuff,
to be there, I think, was the podcast.
Yeah,
she's written for Fallon. She's done a bunch of stuff. She's really, really cool. And she's dating our good pal Scott Moran.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. They've been together for like 7 years.
Wow. Good for Scott.
Good for you.
Scott's
to
doing
know
really
Sarah.
Well.
Yeah, he directed Rory's new special, which comes out next week. That's like his whole gig. It's like he directs comedy specials now.
That's awesome.
This is inside the industry.
Scott was a comedian back at the same time Dan and I were.
Back in the 70s?
Yep. Back on when we were doing the Catskills together. Ah! It was me, him, Shecky, all the regulars in the Catskill scene.
Like, back when our life was the new Showtime series, I'm Dying Up Here. Which is the worst television show I've ever seen in my life.
Is it bad?
It's so bad. Oh,
I like the Al Madrigal jokes that I saw when I was watching it. Or
that's just
I was seeing the
That's just because those are his bits, and he's a really funny guy.
What is the show? I've never heard of this show, and I watched a lot of TV.
Like, he does the Mexican. Like, if you add the word Mexican to things, it makes it inherently worse. That's a good bit. We went to the circus. The Mexican circus.
Oh, like, that guy's the president. The Mexican president.
Right, yeah.
Except his joke
clown.
Is...
A Mexican clown.
This is my son, my Mexican son.
Matt, I think you're close, yeah.
Is that it?
You're really close.
This is my poop, my Mexican poop.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, the show's horrible. They basically
that
do the
sucks.
Same. They do the same thing that every movie and television show that tries to be about stand-up does, which is they completely miss how stand-up works.
Yeah.
They try to make it. They try to make it. I don't know, exotic or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing they do with movies about actual events, where like everything is just a little bit bigger than reality, and everything is just a little bit more exciting. I don't know. Stand up is
isn't that
extremely
literally every
boring
movie?
And extremely, I don't know,
but
exhausting.
That's literally every single movie and every single TV show and every single.
I think the one that
story.
I think the one that I watched I think does the best job at capturing what stand up is like is Louis. That's like always. I was feeling the conversations and stuff were inherently like honest and reminded me of actual stand up.
Yeah, when this stuff is really boring. And like they do this scene that I've seen so many times and I just fucking hate it. It's where like the bad comic is on stage, like the bad comic with a good heart, and like they're bombing. But then they have like a moment and they just get it and they just start, man, I'm enough of these boring jokes I've been telling. I'm going to just riff. And then they just crush. And it's so honest and it's so thought provoking. And everybody's like, oh, my God, they're so good. And it's like that's never happened in all of life. That person's never going to get it. They're never going to get comedy. They suck.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Hermit Bob was pretty good back in the day when he went Hermit political. That was a joke only I would get. That is how inside that joke was. Sorry.
Inside baseball.
Wait, isn't that kind of what happened to Louis Black? Isn't that the story of Louis Black?
No.
I thought Louis Black was a playwright, a really shitty playwright, who was always having to stall for time when his shitty productions weren't getting off right away. So he had to go stall for time, but he hated being on stage. And so he would go up because they'd make him stall, and he would try to like come up with things to say to like just distract people, but he would be really nervous. And so he just started talking about things that pissed him off. And that's why he's always so ragey on stage.
But that probably took a while to build.
Yeah.
Right, but what they show in this television show is it happening in one set.
So it's
like
not
this
like
girl's
year,
like on
it's
stage
not years
going
of
like
stumbling.
Periods and blah, and then she like looks out and has this moment and she's like, you know what? No, I'm gonna tell it like it is.
She's up there like, you ever have crotch itch for 9 days straight? And then she's like, my dad died yesterday.
Well, it's actually about her boyfriend dying, but yeah, really close.
Yeah.
You know, want to hear the finest segue I ever heard at a comedy show? Here's the punchline, end of the punchline, and here's his segue. Vagina blood fart. So, is anybody here into Ludacris? That's my favorite segue of all time.
That's really good.
I don't know why that's funny,
vagina
but it is.
Vagina blood fart.
Yeah, it was, I mean, that's what should be on a fucking special about stand-up.
Idiots,
crazy fuckers doing jokes about vagina blood fart and hold a fetus on a stick and
what?
Trying to be edgy and they've been doing comedy for 2 weeks. It's just the worst.
Like, Jeff, I get your point that's not a very good segue, but in defense of that comic, like, he should have been closing on vagina blood fart.
Yeah.
You shouldn't need a segue.
I heard a comic. This is real comedy. I heard
vagina
a comic.
Vagina blood fart. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah. I heard a comic once say, this is what comedy is. I had a comic once go, shaking his head, and I go, what? And he goes, I should have ended on my Jesus fucking a goat bit. I'm like, really? That was the one you should have closed on? Jesus fucking a goat. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
God, I want to know what that bit is.
Jesus fucking a goat?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was terrible.
Nah. It was probably really good.
Nah, baby. Nah, baby.
It doesn't sound good.
The Lord is my shepherd. You know what I mean?
That's comedy. I mean, that's what stand-up's really like. No one ever gets it.
Yeah, no one ever gets it.
They either got it or they never, or they never going to get it. It's not,
well,
not how it works. Although I did see one comic do that one time, to be honest. I saw a comic go up, start with their jokes, and then stop, and then just like, go off on a thing that was completely honest and really like, you know, like, what's the word?
Sexy.
Anyway, they were really like, you know, whatever, made you feel something for them, and it was like really emotional, and it was really funny, and they never did it again. Went right back to the jokes after that, but it was like that moment, like, this person is fucking amazing when they're this vulnerable, but wouldn't do it again. I'm vulnerable every night. I went and did a comedy competition last night, lost to people I think have been doing comedy for 4.5 weeks.
Why did you do a comedy contest?
I forgot that I agreed to do it. So I got a message like a couple weeks ago, like, you're in a con. I was like, oh my God, I fucking agreed to do a comedy competition. So yeah, I get to lose to fucking people that have never even seen me. I've been doing comedy for a couple months, and I got my ass handed to me.
One of them was me. I just went up and showed my belly. Killed.
I did, you know, maybe
raucous
it was
because
I did my my new, I'm really getting vulnerable these days. I have a show about, I have a bit about Costco. It's pretty sweet.
I'm trying to listen to you, Jeff, but Matt is jamming his finger in his belly button.
This is my bit. I do this for 5 straight minutes. People start to get it.
Yep.
Well, none of this is usable, so...
I like your guys' story about bad comics.
Well, stick around.
I got another joke about I'm getting less interesting as every year passes. I'm writing jokes about Costco and getting mad about stuff on TV. It's gonna be
you're the next Brian Regan.
Sounds like our show.
Yep.
If I would stop waking up in hospitals, I wouldn't have any material.
So are you self-sabotaging?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But my comedy's more honest and vulnerable than it's ever been.
I have a joke now that just goes, politics are crazy. And then I do a shoulder shrug.
And then anybody like Ludacris?
No, it's vagina blood fart. I don't have a ludicrous bit.
Yet.
Yet. I'm like, is everybody into Jay-Z? I don't know. Anyway, that was dumb.
I mean, you could
what
just do your Jay-Z bit about Ludacris. People wouldn't know.
Yep, my 99 bitches joke.
Daniel.
I don't have that joke.
You want to know how to get famous right away?
Yeah, I do. All right, I would love to know that.
Here you go, baby. All right, ready? Buckle up.
Mm-hmm.
You buckled? All right. What you got to do is get a Donald Trump mask on, and then it's a video. You're wearing your Donald Trump mask, but it's bloody. You look like a zombie. You're Donald Trump zombie Trump. And then you eat the severed head of Kathy Griffin. Like a cake version. It doesn't have to be real.
Like a cake? Oh.
Put it on video.
Cakey
That's
Griffin.
It. Boom. Famous. Done. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. You just got to do one thing. You do one thing.
Be on Fox News tomorrow.
Boom. Right-wing conservative comedian Donning Summings is here on Fox and Friends. Donning Summings is talking to us today. What's it like being a conservative comedian, Donning? And then
It's like people don't want to find the truth funny anymore.
Was it hard for you to get going in the liberal media trying to hold you down all the time? The MSM, fake news, hashtag fake news, Fox.
Yes.
Yep. That's what it is. That's being famous. That's what you're going to have to put up with all the time.
You just say yes to people?
Yep. And then after the segment airs, she'll be like, "So, do you want to go get a McGriddle?"
No.
No. All right, then you're never on Fox. You have to go do it with her and with a
McGriddle.
But
I don't like McGriddles.
It doesn't matter what you like. You're a part of someone's machine now. You eat what we tell you to eat, you sleep with who we tell you to sleep with, and you cry when we make you cry.
Listen, funny man. I'll sleep with anybody you want, but I'm not eating a McGriddle.
You know what? You pay me $200,000 a year, I'll follow you around, I'll eat your McGriddles for you.
Look, I'll dick down anybody. You hear me? Anybody. But I ain't eating no English muffin with syrup in the biscuit.
Throw me a saucy tart.
I ain't eating no pancake sandwich.
Pancake sandwich.
Those are fucking gross, by the way.
Man,
have you ever had one?
Oh, they're so gross. Every 3 months.
When you say, have you ever had one, are you talking about eating a McGriddle or fucking a conservative?
Both.
I've done that, too.
They're both gross.
They're both nasty.
It's rewarding to have sex with a very right-wing woman.
Yeah, I always really appreciate fucking the thing that hates me.
Yep. And all the things I hold dear. No, the McGriddle, man. Have you ever had one? It's fucking disgusting.
It's so good. Jeff, you're wrong on this.
That's so gross.
You are wrong. I try to have one every quarter.
Every quarter hour.
I had one bite and I threw it away.
Oh man, I wish I was the trash can mouth you threw that into. I love them. I don't get the bacon ones because I like more meat, so I get me the sausage.
Good. Could you add more bacon?
I don't know. I just
could
get
you
the
say
sausage.
Double bacon?
If I have a McDonald's breakfast, I like to get a sausage McGriddle with a hashie, probably a sausage egg McMuffin. Go to an orange juice and a Diet Pepsi.
Do you mix them?
No, I don't suicide my bevies. Actually, when I eat food, I don't know why. I don't do it consciously, but when I eat food, I eat all of one thing and then move on to the next. If I'm having a hamburger and french fries, I eat all of the french fries and then I will eat all of the hamburger.
You do fries first.
I'm not usually. Usually I go burger first.
And are you in Fast and the Furious?
Why are you asking?
There's loud noises happening
outside.
Oh, did you guys
pissing
hear that?
Us off. We hear everything.
I didn't. Oh, that's because. Oh, okay. That's because you guys are hearing the internal microphone and not the directional microphone.
Hell yeah.
Now I got to cut this shit out. Thanks, guys. Thanks for making my life hard.
Have you been keeping up on the
Kardashians?
On the basketball games?
No.
Me either.
None of us are watching basketball, man.
God damn it. I thought we were sports nuts.
Yeah, but we're racist.
How's baseball going this year? I went
Not
to a baseball
good.
Game recently.
Mariners are doing terrible. Dodgers are up and down. Now that I'm a Dodgers fan.
The Mariners have won 11 out of their last 13 games. They're the hottest they've ever been.
They have been doing okay, but they're still shit as far as like the standings.
I'm going to see my mom.
Holy cow, they're 500 right now.
Yeah. I'm going to see my mom's taking me a game tomorrow. Tomorrow's my birthday, so.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is our co-birthday episode.
Yep.
Happy birthday to friends. You'll never be sad again.
Keep going.
Tomorrow is your special day. Don't forget to play with hay. It's your birthday.
I would have gone with masturbate.
Don't forget to masturbate. Turn your hand into your bae. It's your
Eight.
Birthday. No, bae. Like, what's up, bae? Is a bae is the thing you fuck? Salt bae?
I don't know these words.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank
I love you.
You. Love you, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so my mom's quite the exciting day. I'm spending the entire day with my mom. Going to a game, and then we're going to my favorite restaurant.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome.
That's like
when you say your favorite restaurant, do you mean Red Robin?
Yeah.
No, we're going to my favorite restaurant is Wild Ginger, so I'm going to Wild Ginger.
Is that the Asian food place downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that place is good.
I thought it was just a redhead who knows how to fuck.
Give me a handy. You saucy tart.
Saucy ginger.
You saucy little.
Mom, bring
you
me a
saucy little ginger.
Hey, Adam West died. Rest in peace, Adam West.
That sucks.
He was
kapow.
Yeah, boom. He got kapowed by life. Only took 88 years.
We're all getting kapowed by life, guys. Look around.
Not me. Look at me. I have the strength of an ox. The body of an otter.
I think you mean you have the dead weight of an ox. Like, which is kind of a strength, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're hard to move.
I'm unmovable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the resistance strength of an ox.
I like resilience.
Like a Bowflex.
You're like a really, like, I mean, if like, gelatinous is a power.
And it is.
You are very powerful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm like the blob. You know, it's...
If the blob could fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, the blob can fuck.
The blob just gets fucked. Speaking about getting fucked, are you guys
y'all
doing anything fun?
Y'all think the blob fucks?
I think the blob gets fucked.
And gets taken, yep.
Yeah, he gets taken, gets took.
You think
took
the blob's
dip.
A bottom?
I think the whole blob, all of the blob is a fuckable mound. Like any part of the blob.
Round mound to rebound.
Yep.
You just grab yourself a bit of the blob and go at it.
Are you guys doing anything super fun for Pride Month?
Is this Pride Month?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's June, baby.
Huh?
I said, yeah, it's June, baby. Yeah, I'm probably going to double down on some lesbos.
Yep.
I'm going to probably going to redden a few. A few derrieres for Pride.
Yeah.
I put a camera in my lesbian neighbor's bedroom, so I'm celebrating all month
really?
Long. Probably all year long. Probably until they find that camera or one of us moves.
I'm more of a toilet cam guy.
I come on, obviously.
No,
you,
I'm,
does
what,
a toilet
is there,
cam
the,
go in the toilet?
What's that?
Does a toilet cam go in the toilet?
I don't know. That's a good question.
And then, because like,
I don't know.
Wouldn't you not
obvious.
Be able to see when they sit down?
It's a toilet microphone.
That's
and
what
all
you
want.
Hear is piddle.
You like to hear the plops and the dribblings. The vagina blood farts.
Oh, my God. That's hot.
How often do you guys think women are vagina blood farting and just not telling us about it? I bet it's all the fucking time.
Wouldn't it be a vagina blood queef?
I mean, a queef is just a vagina fart, so I mean, it would just be a blood queef. You could cut out the vagina part. I mean, don't cut out vaginas.
Blood queef.
That would be a horrible thing to do to a
there's
person.
There's no way that, there's no possible way that joke was funny. I don't remember what the rest of it, there's no way that punchline is funny.
Well,
yeah,
if you clearly heard, if it was that quick and
no
and
one was laughing, yeah, no.
Clear
it was
that
just...
you heard y'all like ludicrous, it probably wasn't getting a standing ovation.
No, it was, yeah, that guy was awful. Awful comedian. I have seen some of the
fart.
Worst.
So you guys into, like ludicrous?
I have heard some of the worst comedy ever. I've heard such terrible stuff. Just awful comedy. That's why I still don't like to sit and watch it anymore.
I love it. It's my favorite thing to do is watch comedy.
Really?
Even the bad stuff, yeah. But not like bad, like famous people that are bad, like a lot of the specials you see where you're like, ah, this is kind of mediocre. But, I mean, those people are all good, whatever, but, you know, they're not mind-blowing.
They're mediocre.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of specials out there that are like, eh, you know, it's funny, I get it, but it's not overwhelming. But I mean, like, the bad stuff you're talking about, like bad open mics, bad local shows, like people that are never going to get it, who are just telling the worst, most bizarre shit. I fucking love it. I love it.
I miss having friends I could sit in the back and talk shit about all of it as it's happening. That was fun. Being by myself in the club, not that much fun. I'd rather just go hang out by an ice machine.
Like a refrigerator?
You remember the old ice machine?
That's where I used to hang out at the. I couldn't
at
watch
the old
it.
Underground?
I couldn't watch it, so I would sit by the ice machine because I couldn't watch it. I would get like I get overwhelmed. I hate watching stuff that makes me uncomfortable. It's like I could never watch Jerry Springer. I'm like, ah, fuck, man, don't wear the mask. What are you doing? Go stop it. This is awful.
How do you? What I don't even know. Explain to me and the audience what's a joke. How do you construct a joke? How do you write a joke? Is there a 3-step plan?
You just have a setup and a punchline. Don't make the setup long. The longer the setup, the stronger the punchline has to be. So you get to the punchline, and then you can tag it. And a tag is just an add-on based off the premise. And then a callback is later in your set. If you're doing something that relates back to an earlier joke, that's a callback.
So it's like layer building.
Mm-hmm.
It's like building an onion from the inside out.
There's the other rules. You don't typically do 3 punchlines off of any premise. You don't do more than 3 punchlines off of a premise. There's also people that tell you you should end jokes on hard consonants. There's all kinds of weird rules that go
What's
into it.
What's a consonant?
A hard K is the funniest sound.
Yep.
Cock.
Oh. Cunt.
Hey, that's a bad word. Only I'm allowed to say that on this show.
I like my.
What about Daniel's voice raise thing? He's like, Sharon! What's that called? Style?
I think that's called affectation.
I don't know.
I think that's not an act out. It's
That's a fun part. I like it. I like that part of it.
Act outs or yelling?
Well, I like it when you do the yell stuff. That makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I have now.
I like it when you yell. I laugh.
I don't have punchlines anymore. I just kind of yell parts. I talk about really depressing stuff. And then I yell like it's really great. This is the best.
So the other day, I'm at Costco. This is what I'm doing. So what I do is I do all my jokes now in a Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
It's just like some at Costco. And I'm like, you do that again, I'm going to stab you in the eye with a soldering iron.
With 130 pack of soldering irons.
If you do that again, I'm going to stab you in the eye with an 84-pack of AA batteries.
Batteries. With this dispatula.
I'm going to hit you over the head with a drum of mayo.
You say drum just like him. Do it again. Say drum.
Hit you over the head with a drum.
Yeah, it's the M. Drum.
All your words coming at me all wrong.
Oh, man.
A drum of mayo.
You have a pretty good walking.
Dude, I'm one of the world's greatest impressionists.
That's
you know
true.
This about
that's
me.
That's true. That's how we met. At impression convention.
No, we were in a fucking, it was in,
impressed.
It was in, the only, there's no, they don't have conferences. It's a sad, lonely group. We were actually in a support group.
I thought I was fucking
with
Christopher Walken. You thought you were meeting Eddie Murphy.
It was a dual a support group for impressionists and people with fatty breasts that are men.
Yep.
And we were both there for both reasons. And you know, like it was called get your big tits in here. It's a support group for fat-titted men.
Oh, my belly button stinks.
They always do.
Remember when I was fingering my belly button earlier?
Yeah, I'll never forget.
Want another one?
I'm still puking
see
a little.
It. Your guys' camera froze.
I'm still got a little throw up in my mouth.
Have you guys seen what they did to mine since surgery?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have like a ludicrously large scar.
No,
crazy.
But the belly button specifically. Hold on.
Daniel's going to show us his belly button.
Jesus, dude. It looks like they took your heart out, dude.
It's all cockeyed.
Yeah, it is.
Daniel has just like...
Dude, that's like a 13-inch scar, dude.
Basically, Daniel's abdomen is cut in half from the chest
all the way to the
chest down to the base of his dinger. And then right at the belly button part, they just kind of hooked it off. So
what's cool, though, is that it's like super long. And I just tell babes, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a tan line from my dick.
Why don't you just tell people that you were like, in the war or something?
I say knife fight in an Inuit bar.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I was on one of my first spiritual journeys when I was in a knife fight in an Inuit bar.
I got stabbed by Elon Musk.
That's when I became an honorary member of the Inuit tribe.
Right, yeah. I was documenting their local customs for Vice magazine.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a trust fund.
Oh, yeah. My dad's a judge.
That magazine is for and created by kids with trust funds.
Matt, can you reset your camera?
I forgot that it was a magazine. I thought it was just that TV station.
I thought it was just a shitty series of documentaries.
I thought it was just on HBO. I didn't know it was a channel.
Oh, yeah, Viceland. It's a channel with about now, I don't know, probably 50 different shows.
Isn't Viceland that show with the kid from the OC?
No, Viceland is the name of the channel, like
Ricky
MTV.
Schroeder.
And then inside of Viceland is a bunch of content that you can watch. They have like cooking shows. They've got political pop culture shows, just like talk shows. They've got, they've got your travel shows. They've got your typical Vice shit where it's like, yo, what's up? We're in Afghanistan. Going to see what the fuck is up with heroin. Stuff like that.
What the fuck is up with heroin?
They're making heroin and shit, and this fucking Taliban dude said we can try it. So, Vice.
I saw some on Vice where they're saying that the main reason they export all that heroin out of Afghanistan is that American companies wouldn't let them grow things that competed with American crops. They couldn't grow cotton, so they grow heroin. That was on Vice. Just sharing that with you guys. I learned something from Vice.
Why can't they grow heroin? Because it's cotton?
I think that's absolute bullshit. We should be the number one heroin country.
Yeah, we're not even making our own heroin.
We're not even making our own heroin?
Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
Oh, this country's gone to shit. Thanks a lot, Trump. Not even making our own heroin anymore.
Yeah, when you let Afghanistan take us out of the heroin business... Are you fucking kidding me? My grandfather took shrapnel to the hip in World War fucking II defending our fucking freedom. He never played baseball again, all right, you guys? He was a minor league third baseman for the Chicago fucking White Sox until he got drafted to that fucking war to protect our values. And now we're letting Afghanistan beat us in the heroin game?
Yeah, USA, we're not even number one in heroin production anymore.
I mean, we invented crack. We're
Thank
the
God
kings
he's dead.
Of drugs.
If he had to hear this shit,
you'd kill him, huh?
It would kill him.
Yeah. You got that? You got people not eating McGriddles enough? I mean, McDonald's is the food of America. Eat it. I wish McDonald's' new slogan would just said "Eat it."
Weird Al would sue him.
Oh yeah, because
you don't want to bring Big Al and his and his team of attorneys down on you.
Have you guys ever seen Weird Al perform live? I have at the fucking zoo. It was the shit. He's so good.
You didn't invite me to that. That was really cool of you. Yeah.
Yep.
I remember when that happened. You didn't even mention it to me.
You weren't in town.
I was.
Yep.
It was before I left.
No. Was it really? Yeah. Shit. Well, all right. My bad.
No, it's okay. I didn't want to go.
Oh, God.
I think it's
like
seeing
to
that
hurt
would be
people's
weird.
Feelings.
Probably really funny. I recognize this song.
Danny, I often assume you don't want to do anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Left to my own devices, I wouldn't leave the house.
Right. I mean, me either.
You know what my favorite thing is? When plans fall through.
Oh,
that's my favorite thing.
It's like a social... It's like ejaculating out of social circumstances. Just like you can't... Oh, no, the party's canceled because of the rain. Just...
You guys ever pick up your phone to text somebody to bail and they texted you to bail?
Oh, yeah,
that's the best.
That's all the way. That's
we did that
all
to each
right
other
there.
Like
the best
2 weeks ago on this show.
Too bad. That would have been really fun to hang out. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Thank God I don't have to go anywhere.
And then I just called my good friends over at Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
Because today is the big Georgetown Festival 6 blocks away, and people are already messaging me to hang out.
God.
And
I don't know, guys. This podcast might go a while. Probably
yeah,
going to be...
I always
stuck
have
doing
excuses
this
in my back
bit.
Pocket.
What's that?
I always have excuses in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick. I'm depressed.
And by excuses, you mean color-coded hankies to let other dudes know your preferences?
Well, I don't have a preference, so I just got all the flags.
Yeah, baby.
They're all out. It's just every color, whatever you're into. All you got to do is walk up to me, grab the color of your choice. I don't know what any of them mean. Present it to me, and then exact your will upon me.
Hmm.
I'm going to officially offer consent to everyone on Earth.
You should just wear a t-shirt that says, this counts as consent, and then a signature.
I got a new t-shirt you guys like. It just says, itty bitty titty committee. It's pretty sweet.
That's good. You came up with that?
Yeah, so totally mine. Totally original.
Why would you even want that committee, though? I like them titties big, girl.
Them big old milk bags.
As a couple of straight dudes who are into milk bags, does the size of the bag really matter that much?
I've never cared.
Nah.
I've never cared.
All that matters is that they're milk bags, huh?
I do like, you know what? I was never a boob guy. And my ex had really big boobs, and I got into it because I kind of did to enjoy it, but I don't really care anymore.
Yeah, they're fun.
That passed. They're fun.
I mean, as long as the nipples aren't weird, I don't really give a shit.
Yep. You know,
well, how can a nipple be weird? What's weird about a nipple?
There's lots of things can go wrong with a nipple, man.
Oh my god, like too things. Many to list in one show.
Yeah, I dated a girl who had like when her nipples got hard, her nipples were about an inch and a half tall.
Yeah, that's weird. We're body shaming.
Which, by the way, I don't care about that. I think the hair kind of grosses me out. Yeah, then you get the huge areolas just to like to cover the whole boob. Yep. I don't dislike any of it though.
What do you? Yeah.
I like it all. I'm about as hetero as it gets.
What do you think?
I'll take
women,
it all.
What can go wrong with a dick though?
Oh my God. There's a lot. Jesus Christ.
What do you guys think could go wrong with it? I'm wondering from your perspective.
You've seen dicks before.
I've seen lots of dicks.
First of all, if you're a parent listening to this, circumcise your son.
No, do not do that. Do not do that.
I think people who are against
disagreement on this.
People who are against circumcision are the most ridiculous people I've ever met.
Matt, are you not circumcised?
I am, and I regret it every morning of my life.
Matt, you suck dicks.
Yep.
Is it not weird?
No, it's not weird.
I hear it's weird. Chicks say it's weird.
Well, chicks are idiots. Listen.
Hey, they invented dick sucking.
I don't think they did. I think dudes did.
They were sucking dick before you were even allowed to think about it.
I think a dude was like, hey, suck this. And a girl did it, but a dude thought of it.
Nah. Anyway.
Anyways, I don't think it should be up to the parent to decide. I think we've talked about this on the show. I don't know that I would have done it, and my parents just decided to do that for me.
Oh my God. It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
I have a really pretty dick, and thanks, Ma.
Yeah.
They could easily circumcise it whenever they wanted. I don't know why they got to do it when you're a baby.
Why the fuck would you get it when you're older?
Yeah.
That is insane. It hurts.
Make a choice. Put me to sleep. Daniel's had half his body cut in half. He's fine.
Yeah, but not my dick.
They put you to sleep. They pretty up your dick if you think it looks better, and then you're going to go. But it should be your choice. It shouldn't just be up to the parents, and then that's the way your dick looks forever.
Look, if you resent your parents for chopping the head off your knob, dude, you're a fucking selfish cunt.
They did you a favor.
Say thank you.
No.
Show some fucking appreciation for their sacrifices. You think they wanted to sit there and watch a baby cry while a grown man cut on its dick? They didn't want that. That's not what we go through life going like, oh, I can't wait to see a guy cut up a baby's dick. That'll be the best day of my life. No.
Nobody was happy about it.
They did that so that when you pull your dick out to strange men in bathrooms, they go, that's a good looking dick. I cannot wait to taste what it tastes like. See if it tastes as good as it looks. And you're over here like, I don't know if I would have made that choice. I kind of like the way it feels when you roll back a foreskin. You're disgusting. You're disgusting and you're selfish. And I don't know why we're friends.
Well, all that may be true. But no, I don't know. I'm getting into the weirdest things when it comes to stuff like that.
You like and a foreskin?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. It's like, it's a little bit, you know, why not? Sure.
Isn't it? Don't you think that it's like...
Now I'm kind of like, I want to see like a, I want to like hang out with like a bunch of like tiny dicks. Not like super tiny.
Is going down on a guy who has a foreskin, is that, I imagine it would be like, if you had like a Ziploc bag full of water and you were just kind of nibbling at the corner, you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but no. I mean, it gets erect and like, you know, the foreskin kind of tightens a bit, so it's not really, yeah, it's still pliable, but...
Like the corner of a Ziploc bag full of water.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bring that slug out.
Yeah, it's like a. You ever have one of those hot dogs, but the or like a bratwurst, but the skin on the bratwurst is just really loose, so the meat's just kind of like in like a wrinkly skin tube. It's kind of like that. Doesn't that sound good?
I imagine it's like if a dick was wearing like a serial killer skin suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It's like leather dick. Is that a leather face?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, your dick is going out for Halloween.
What if parents just started deciding to, like, what do you call it when you can't have kids no more? Get vasectomized. What if parents just started giving vasectomies to little babies? Would the government give vasectomies to babies?
What in the world does that have to do with getting...
Same thing.
Yeah, okay.
It's mutilation. It's mutilating your baby, and they don't get a choice. So,
That is the silliest cause of all time.
It is mutilation. It is. We get all up in arms when they do it in Africa to girls.
It's much different.
Why? It's cutting. Cutting genitals, cutting genitals.
Cutting off a clitoris is the same thing as cutting off your foreskin.
I'm just saying it's
not
a
clitoris. Cutting off the foreskin is like adding a clitoris. Like you're like, oh, and the most sensitive part is now right out front. That's great.
Yeah, so that I can rub against jeans and underwear for the next 40, 50, 60 years.
Well, yeah, that's why you lotion
the good
it.
The Lord takes you back and just desensitize the shit out of it. Great.
That's why I put moisturizer on it, baby.
How often do you moisturize it?
Twice a day.
Just the tip, right? You just dip it in?
No, well, when I moisturize my face, whatever's left on my hands, I just kind of get the head. True story.
I like knowing that every time you moisturize your face, like right after that, you're just grabbing your dick.
Well, I just got out of the shower. It's fine.
You shower twice a day?
No, I shower in the morning, but then I also do it when I go to bed. So I wash my face and then I moisturize.
Then you just moisturize. I like to shower once
a week. Oh, like your dick's not the last thing you grab before you go to bed.
I sleep holding it.
Yeah.
Because I get nervous. It's like a security blanket.
Right. The same reason I sleep holding my gun.
Daniel, you know, I've been thinking a lot about your justification for owning a firearm, man destroyer. And now that I live alone and I don't have anyone here to protect me anymore because you've ran off to the People's Gay Republic of Drugafornia. Jack Donaghy said that. I've been thinking about getting a weapon, some sort of a laser-guided system or automatic gun. If I'm going to get a gun, I want the world's greatest gun, the best gun. So what should I get? I'm thinking...
You're talking about like an assault weapon?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to get a gun, I'm not getting a handgun. I'm getting an assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to get one illegally if that means it's automatic.
I mean, you have to get it illegally if it's going to be automatic.
Fine. I don't care. Point is, I want an awesome, like maybe go classic AK-47, but I want a laser sight. I want extra banana clips.
Yeah, you gotta have them banana clips.
Yeah, I don't know, some stabilizers. I want to put a GoPro on it so that I have video of who I killed.
Sure.
So that, you know, and then, I don't know, whatever else, leather, you know, maybe some other, I don't know what kind of add-ons you get. And then where do I get this illegal AK-47 with all these add-ons? Where do I go?
I think you need to go to the deep web.
Do they have Prime delivery?
I mean, you could probably pay for expedited shipping. Yeah.
Cool. And then what I'm going to do is just at night, I'm going to set up so that there's a little like booby trap. And if someone opens my door in the middle of the night, it pulls the trigger, which is automatic, and just starts spraying bullets.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing, like setting booby traps in your home is illegal, but so is owning that gun. So it's not like you're going to go to jail twice.
Wait, setting booby traps is illegal?
Absolutely.
Why? My home.
Because you're not allowed to bait somebody.
I didn't, well, entering my home is illegal.
Yeah.
Without permission.
But you have to give people a chance to leave.
All right. Well, what if there's a thing that says, if you take one more step, you will be shot?
Yeah. You can do that.
And then they turn the corner. Kaboom.
But you have to assume visibility. You have to assume literacy.
All right. Well, so it says... And
listen,
sends
dude,
out
our system is our system vibrates. Is so broken, Matt. Criminals have so much more power in court than people defending their homes.
How are you getting off when you're shooting all these people climbing into your house?
Well, you say that you don't shoot them. You detain them.
But you know what? If
you're allowed
to
hold them at gunpoint until the police come, but if they try to leave, you can't shoot them.
If they're dead, they can't say what happened, and we won't know if they saw it or heard it.
But fucking forensics motherfuckers can tell what direction people were facing. They can tell if they were trying to leave. They can tell what angle the bullets went in at and how close you were.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm going to have AK-47s at every angle. So if you exist, you're going to get shot from every single angle thousands and thousands of times by the time the cops come.
Wouldn't you also get shot?
No, I'm in a totally different house. This is a this is a decoy house.
This is just my burglar murdering house.
And this is way out on I-90. This is just an abandoned... It's a crack den, and I'm just going to start shooting people when they come in. I don't know. It's starting to...
There's a sign out front that says nobody lives here, but there's a chest of gold in the basement.
But be careful.
Don't break in. Wing.
Be wary of the stinging bees, and the stinging bees are bullets.
Mm-hmm. This is the most checked out Jeff has ever been on the show.
You guys are talking. I'm trying not to interrupt.
I was killing it on that foreskin stuff earlier, and Jeff was just staring at his phone.
That's not true. And you were killing it with the foreskin stuff, which is a sweet sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I like that sentence.
By the way, news
came out. They predict we will be fucking robots by 2020.
Wow, holy shit.
It's moved down.
That is soon.
Yep.
Yeah, that means I'm going to be fucking robots. It's
going to be a combination of robot and VR.
It's pretty cool that
makes
like,
a lot of sense.
Fucking
makes
robots
a lot of sense.
Timeline is the opposite of like any kind of construction timeline where they're like, this road will be ready in 2022. And then the next year, they're like, well, we're actually three times over budget, and it's going to be 2024. And then the next year, well, actually, we said 2024, but what we meant was 2029, and we also need $10 billion more dollars. But with fucking robots, they're like, we're actually spending less money, and it's going to be ready tomorrow.
That's pretty awesome. They're basically like...
Go shave your balls.
She likes you shave your balls.
Well, I like your robot voice.
Mm-hmm.
Shave your balls. Anyway, I don't even know what the hell I was going to say anymore, but there was something about
smashing tin.
Oh, what was I going to? Oh, all the brightest minds we're going to have AI robots because of people want to fuck robots before they have any real use.
You saying that's not real use?
No, I'm just saying. I don't know. Sex
Wait,
is,
what are you
is
do
driving
a robot
innovation
side?
Again.
Fuck it. We're going to have polite conversations about social economic. Nah, you're going to fuck it.
Yeah, it's going to get to a point you can fuck everything. It's like, I was mowing the lawn, and then I fucked my lawnmower.
Dude, can you guys imagine how amazing it's going to be when, like, 10 years from now, you're going to get home, disable your AK-47 booby trap.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to clear the rooms in your house to make sure that no one got through the laser guards and is hiding out to kill you, because it will be a murder hellscape that we live in 10 years. But once you get in and you relock up your house... And you turn your defense systems back on. There's the only thing you can trust and love in the world, because it won't kill you. Your sex robot, and it welcomes you with open arms, makes you a pizza, brings the pizza to bed where you live in your bed pizza. You eat the bed pizza while the sex robot mounts on top of you. I mean, that's your day, or that's your night. Every night you do that after work.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible in the real world without robots, right?
What do you mean?
You can have a relationship where that happens.
Not that you can trust. Person could kill you. Can't have anyone else in your house. It's a hellscape. How do you know? Like, Daniel has no way of knowing that Andy's not going to just cut him in the middle of the night from limb to limb.
That's why I have an insurance policy.
Yeah. From asshole to mouth, one swift slice. He's got no way of knowing. You lock your door at night when you fall asleep, Daniel?
No.
See? Look at that. He's just inviting.
When Andy's not here, I don't even lock the front door.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't lock my door that often.
You guys are out of your mind.
I mean, there's a metal door between our front door and the street.
What type of thrill seekers are you? You're just welcoming death. It lurks at every corner.
Nobody's trying to kill me. Dude, and if they want to come in and kill me, they're going to come in and kill me. A fucking doorknob isn't going to stop them.
Why do you have a gun then?
Mostly so that because I think every person, I was going to say every man, but I feel like more than just men, and I don't want to like fucking lump this into some masculinity bullshit, even though it probably is and maybe I'm wrong, but like I feel like a lot of people at least have like that the sweet fantasy of like a terrorist attack and being the person with a gun who saves the day. Duh.
Oh man, even if I had a gun and there was a terrorist attack, I think I would run. I think I'd be too scared and I'd just run, hope I didn't get killed.
My older daughter, when she was born as my first kid, she was like a few months old, and I'd have her, and it was, and I'd get all these protective fantasies, and I remember I was walking around, and she was crying, so I was holding her and rocking her, and I went into this like full on John Woo action thing in my head, and people were coming through the windows, I'm fighting them all off with the baby in my hands. Next thing I know, because I don't know how long I was rocking her, because it was for a while, I look down, and I'm literally throwing a kick. I'm this lost into my own thoughts that I throw a kick. I look down. I have no idea. She's been asleep. I don't know how long she'd been asleep, but I was in a full-blown fantasy sequence of fighting people off to the point I actually threw a kick in the air, and she had been asleep for God knows how long.
See? That's why I own a gun.